We want to talk about the exemptions, but I think before you can talk about exemptions, you have to talk about property of the estate. And we're going to focus on the concept of property of estate in a Chapter 13, because I'm a Chapter 13 trustee. And you really don't know or how to choose your exemptions unless you understand that concept of property of estate, what comes into the estate in a Chapter 13 and how that estate works. 541 defines property of the estate in a bankruptcy, but 1306 enlarges that concept if you file a Chapter 13. And what I thought was kind of a basic concept, I was at a seminar last month, and a debate broke out about whether or not somehow 541 limited the effect of 1306. No. It doesn't, and I think the case law establishes that clearly. The hallmark of a Chapter 13 for a debtor is that debtor is allowed to keep all of their property. When they file that case, all the exempt and non-exempt property in order to effectuate that reorganization. And that property remains in the control of the Chapter 13 debtor. Chapter 7, you file a bankruptcy, that estate immediately that's created passes to the control of the Chapter 7 trustee, right? And then what occurs on filing, there's this legal fiction of the fresh start estate for the debtor that arises at that same time. And the best way to explain that is, and if you file a Chapter 7, on the way to the courthouse, when the debtor's coming, if he gets hit by the Coca-Cola truck, that claim is property of the estate. If after he files the case, and he's on the way back home, that claim goes into the fresh start estate. In Chapter 13, it doesn't make any difference.